when a person meditates throughout day and night to achieve enlightenment, to abandon the delusions and to achieve enlightenment. So because of meditating throughout the night, with a lot of forces like that, then the person eventually, generates the genuine bodhicitta. And so that the moment the person generates bodhicitta, through the understanding of emptiness, understanding of emptiness, so when he or she generates the bodhicitta for the first time, so at that time the person enters into the Mahayana path, so the first path, which is the path of accumulation. And so that kind of practitioner on the path of accumulation. Accumulation, who have realized emptiness and who have generated the bodhicitta. So on the path of accumulation, through meditating on emptiness again and again, when he or she realizes when he or she develops the special insight into the emptiness, special insight into emptiness, or develop the wisdom arising from meditation, and at that time the person enters into or moves up to the next path, the second path, which is the path of preparation. And so so that kind of person, or the practitioner on the path of accumulation or path of preparation, so when he or she meditating on the emptiness, and his or her meditation or understanding of emptiness is the conceptual understanding of emptiness, and so so through meditating on emptiness again and again and again, when he or she directly understands the emptiness directly, or non-conceptually, and understands the emptiness, then that time he or she enters into the third path, which is the path of seeing. So how did the realization of emptiness came about? So the first is started with the hearing consciousness, right? So hearing consciousness, you hear the word emptiness, and then you start to think about it, search about it, and you have a doubt and so forth. So then that doubt leads to the correct assumption, and then eventually comes to the inferential understanding of the emptiness, which is also still the conceptual understanding of emptiness, and then that meditating on that again and again, then eventually leads to the direct understanding of the emptiness, right? So at the beginning, it starts with this direct understand, direct conception. So the ear consciousness, so it's the direct consciousness, right? The sense consciousness, every sense consciousness is a direct consciousness. So with the direct the sense consciousness, you see it, you hear it first, and then eventually it becomes the direct understanding. Of direct realization of emptiness. So it has to be direct. It leads, it begins with a direct, and then it ends, with a direct understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the time when I have realized emptiness directly, you know, till when I achieve enlightenment, from that time, then, you know, that direct understanding, the direct realization of emptiness becomes, you know, higher and better and better, or increases, you know, higher and higher. It never changes, you know, the direct understanding cannot become a conceptual understanding. You know, so from the non-conceptual, it cannot change to the conceptual, and only it can become better and better, and until one achieves the state of full enlightenment. And so, so in this Prasangika Mahayana, Prasangika Madhyamika path, Madhyamika school, and that's how one generates the direct realization of emptiness. And then once one have realized that, once one have understand or realized the emptiness directly, then from there, then one starts to abandon. abandon the delusions, you know, like the deluded obstacles, the obstacles, you know, to omniscience. And so those are, you know, the practitioner starts to abandon those from there. So in the seventh point, you know, of this text, of this school, seventh point, which is the presentation of grounds and paths, so that explains, you know, how they abandon the obstacles. So the first it identifies the obstacles, you know, so what kind of obstacles are there, and what is that obstacle. And anyway, so it says the gross and subtle stuff grasping grasping together with their seeds, as well as attachment and so forth, together with their seeds that arise due to the power of self-grasping or deluded obstacles that mainly obstruct the attainment of liberation.
No.
The gross and subtle self-grasping, you know, the gross and subtle self-grasping, so, you know, grasping or, you know, referring to the person and seeing, you know, as the seeing the person as existing self-sufficiently or substantially, you know, is the gross self-grasping. And then, you know, seeing the person as existing from his own side, you know, is the subtle self-grasping. You know, so with that, and then, you know, as we have that grasping or clinging, you know, then every time we have that, you know, that leaves the imprint, you know, in our mind. So that is the cause of the stubborn says stubborn tira. Sorry, the seed, you know, the seed of the self grasping, you know, is the potential, you know, that